This story of Elijah is just a story of the power of prophecy. And Elijah was a prophet. In fact, along with Samuel, sort of the founder of the prophetic movement in Israel. And so he knew that when that cloud appeared, there was going to be rain for the first time in a long time. And so he even told Ahab that, who was his enemy. His wife, Jezebel, wanted to kill Elijah. Remember? And then he escapes. He's on his way to Sinai. And he gets tired. He lays down under a tree. He said, enough. Just let me die right here. And God said, no, no. Get up and keep going to Sinai. I have more for you to do. And so he kept going. And that's where, remember, there was a storm and there was thunder and lightning. But the Lord, the voice of the Lord was not there. But then there was a still, small whisper. And that was the voice of the Lord. In the Gospel, we're in that part of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, where it's about our relationship to one another. And you have heard it said to your ancestors, you shall not kill. And whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, I, the divine legislator, I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Not just kill him. Be angry with him. You see? Or whoever says to his brother, Racha, which means, oh, you're useless, you know. Or whoever says, you fool, meaning one, the fool says in his heart, there is no God, you know. That's kind of a fool. Will be liable to fiery Gehenna. He's saying, there's to be none of that among you. None. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, you're not reconciled and it's your fault. Leave your gift. Get reconciled first. Worshipping God is not a game. You just don't do it, you know. It's often the case, you know, they build a big building on some big Catholic university campus that everybody's clipping the ribbon and all the rest. Have they ever repented? Have they ever, you know, where are they? It's important. Leave your gift and get reconciled first. Then come back and offer your gift. And then there's this piece of advice that Matthew is the one who collects the sayings of the Lord and puts them like this. So here's another one. But this one, the Lord was probably first using it as an example of, look, the kingdom of God is just about to break in. I will die in an act of love on the cross. I will rise, and there will be the kingdom of God. And it will start to have concrete reality when the Holy Spirit comes and makes a church. And so, settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with them. That's us, right? Make sure everything's all right with God. Don't go to court with God, or you'll be in trouble. See? Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you pay the last penny. So if you want to avoid that, get reconciled. To God, of course. But then to your brother and your sister. You know, it was one Christmas time. I used to have the Mass up at St. Paul's. And I said, this is Christmas. Make sure you're reconciled to everybody in your family. And if there's somebody not that way, call them up and invite them to Christmas dinner. Well, I guess it was the Sunday after Christmas. Some fellow came up to me and said, hey, you know, Father, you told us to get reconciled. And I've got a brother I hadn't talked to him for 20 years, nor he to me. And I called him up. I invited him over. I said, bring your family. We'll have Christmas dinner together. And he came. And we were reconciled. And it works. And that's... So, when we look at our hearts, see that we're reconciled. That there's nobody that we hold a grudge against.